Thank you for listening to Alt Latino. Check out the NPR One app for your phone for exclusive bonus content from NPR's hit podcast, Invisibilia. Find the brand new season of Invisibilia, stories from your local station, and more great podcasts from the NPR One app. It's on your app store now. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst. Felix Contreras is out on assignment. This week we wanted to do something special to commemorate the 49 victims of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida. It was a massacre that hit the LGBT community in a place that is almost sacred, the dance floor. I decided to visit Jackson Heights in Queens, New York, an area known for its gay Latin clubs, and I invited Francisco Ramirez to go with me. Francisco is a sex educator, a gay rights activist, and a friend of the show. We headed out on the Friday night after the shooting to ask people about the importance of the dance floor in the gay community. We started off at Hombres Lounge at 86th Street and 37th Avenue with Ruben Velada. He's from Colombia, but he's been in the U.S. for about 30 years. We asked him about the very first time he went to a gay nightclub.
It was a long time ago. It was a bar that's not longer in existence. It was in Jackson Heights. Can't remember the name of that bar now. Kind of like on the closet type of thing at the time. I got to this country when the AIDS epidemic was like full bloom and it was very hard. You know, they didn't know what was going on. Everybody was very afraid of like everybody. So it was just like, you know, we kind of like find refuge there for a little while, but we never like, you know, went out with people or like if you met someone, it was just like that scare about the AIDS epidemic because we didn't know what was going on.
What did it feel like walking into that space?
It was surprising. I'm from Colombia. There was not, you know, there were not so many places like that there. So it made me feel like I really found freedom. It made me feel that I was safe in that place.
It kind of gets me all like teary-eyed to be able to find freedom in a place like this.
It was, especially because I was coming from, you know, a country that at the time was very difficult to be gay. And it was just nice. Everybody was very nice. Like I said, I got here when, you know, when the AIDS epidemic was like full bloom and, you know, nobody knew what was going on. So there was like a lot of uncertainty of things. Like you didn't know what, you know, like who do you meet, who you go with and stuff like that. But still, you know, that was like a place to go because there was not any other place that, you know, that we could mingle or like, you know, hang out with other people, you know, like gay people like with. Like me.
If you had to say one amazing memory, what would you tell us about?
I did meet this one person who was an English speaking, was an American guy. He was very nice. I remember one time we went on a date, we were with a translator. and it was kind of like fun, you know, it was something new for me and it was something challenging, I guess, for him.
And you met him on the dance floor?
I did meet him on the dance floor, yes. It was very nice, yeah.
After what happened in Orlando, I just want to ask, why are dance floors like these important?
You know, after what happened to in Orlando, I can definitely tell you that I'm a little skeptical and scared. I was talking to a friend before, and he was like telling me, oh, you know, in case of something, whatever, look where the exits are. It's still the scare there, like, you know, I don't, you know, the uncertainty, like you don't know what's gonna happen. Is, you know, somebody's gonna come and shoot, and I don't think it's, you know, safe right now.
What does the dance floor mean to you?
Dance floor really means a lot, you know, because people are like so free to dance and do whatever they wanna do, basically, yes. And I feel like I'm free when I'm dancing there.
What song makes you feel so free?
Well, I'm Latino. I like bachatas, which is like a Dominican rhythm. And I really like that, you know, especially when you're kind of like interested in somebody because you kind of like, you know, dance a little close to each other and stuff like that. So it's nice, yeah.
Olvidar que algún día
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian.
Mayo?
Brian Mayo. Filipino?
Yes.
Brian, so you met someone very important at a place like this, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, tell me more.
So, he's my husband now, but this happened about, I want to say 8 years ago. Really, we just kind of hit it off.
What was it about him? Were you at first like, oh wow, this dude?
Yeah, at first I was like, this dude, he's not really my type. So I kind of just brushed it off like it was nothing because I wasn't used to it at all. It was my first gay bar and I've never been hit on by anybody before but him, but he wasn't my type, so.
Wait a minute.
This was your first gay club ever.
Like the first time you go to a gay club, you meet your husband?
Pretty much, yes.
Did you go because you wanted to see what it was like? Were you scared? Were you nervous, excited? Were you husband hunting?
No, actually, I was with my straight girlfriend who knew about this bar, and she just brought me there, and that was it. I found out that he was also Filipino. Yeah, after that, it was just his personality that really made me fall in love with him.
Francisco, you can close your mouth because you're just staring at Brian and like with your mouth wide open.
I'm drooling with curiosity, but more jealousy. I go to gay bars every freaking weekend for like since I was a teenager. I haven't found a husband. What's up? What's the trick to meeting a husband at your first gay bar? What am I missing?
I was in my gothic phase still at 21 years old, and this guy just, who looks nothing goth, approaches me and talks to me, and just we kind of just hit it off.
We're going through this moment now in which everyone feels very sad about what has happened, and I wanted to ask you, what is the importance, especially as a young Filipino gay guy, what is the importance of a place like this? What does the dance floor mean to you?
The dance floor means especially not even just Filipino, but when you're Asian, there's a lot of stigma in Asia that older Asian people like parents like that just don't understand what it is, but it's really kind of sad that you still have to feel like you don't belong, especially it's 2016 now. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy came out, I don't know, maybe like, what, 10, 12 years ago? And everybody seemed to be cool about it, but what happened in Orlando was really horrible, and still we can't fathom how people are still like this at this day and age.
We'll be right back.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right.
What's your name?
My name is Ajani Benjamin.
How old are you?
I am 34.
Oh my gosh, you look so young, actually. I did not think, I thought you were like in your early 20s.
34.
Where are you from?
I was born in Antigua, West Indies, but I call Queens my home, and I've been here since I was three, so I'm a New Yorker.
Now, have you been going to gay clubs for a long time?
At 34, it certainly seems like a long time, but probably since I was 17, 16, 17, yeah.
Do you remember the first club you went to?
It was actually at Jackson Heights. It was actually over here at Music Box. That was my first gay club, and it was just, it was incredible. It was a good space to see that many other guys like me who were doing nothing differently than I would do if I heard a really good song. You start dancing. And if somebody's dancing near you, you start dancing, you know, close to them. That's it.
I think, you know, going to that space must be a little nerve-wracking the first time, right?
Definitely. I think that that there are so few spaces where you can go, you can be you, and you can see yourself. I think that the media largely portrays gay and bi men in one particular way, which doesn't look like Black and Latino men. Not necessarily, or Asian men. And so in spaces particularly like Jackson Heights, where it's so diverse, you get to go and see men that look like you, that dance like you, that have experiences like you. And I was welcomed. Folks didn't know me, they had never seen me before, but they were welcoming it. And I think that after the tragedy in Orlando, more and more spaces have been welcoming. Queer spaces like this here at Ombre's. And so in the wake of 49 lives lost, I'll take it. Because at the end of the day, it's not just men and women dancing in this space. It's brothers and sisters. It's folks who share a history of wondering, will being me cause me to lose the ones I love? And when you go to these spaces, you come across folks who see you as you are, and even though they don't know you, they love you anyway. So very, very happy that it is been 6 days and we've been struggling, but we came out tonight. And tonight we are gonna dance.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Aquí las cumbia queens representando alegría de la buena. Desde invierno hasta la primavera. Mírala como sube, mírala como que suena. Cumbia nena no es cualquiera. Porque quema el mal humor y dice adiós a las penas. Vamos a bailar con las chicas de Ipanema. Celosa, celosa, pero cariñosa, porque todo el tiempo te quiero para mí. Celosa, celosa, pero dadivosa, me has dicho muchas veces que conmigo eres feliz. Celosa, celosa, pero muy fogosa, estando aquí juntitos, ¿para qué quieres salir? Celosa, celosa, pero bien mañosa, no vengas a decirme que no te lo advertí. El correo, los mensajes.
soy celosa. Celosa, celosa, pero cariñosa, porque todo el tiempo te quiero para mí. Celosa, celosa, pero dadivosa, me has dicho muchas veces que conmigo eres feliz. Celosa, celosa, pero muy fogosa, estando aquí juntitos, ¿para qué quieres salir? Celosa, celosa, pero bien mañosa, no vengas a decirme que no te lo advertí.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Kathy Puglisi. I'm Italian. I'm here with my son.
What, do you come here often with your son and his spouse?
Yeah. Yeah, we're here every other week, dancing, and it's beautiful here. It's a beautiful community, beautiful club.
So what brings you out every week?
He does, my son, and his soon-to-be husband. And these guys never stop dancing for the past 6 hours.
You know, you don't often see moms, honestly, at clubs like that.
These two. I can't get enough. I can't get enough.
Well, she was depressed because my father had passed away and she wouldn't get away.
So they were like every single Friday night, Mom, we're dancing. We're just, and that's
wait,
fine.
Back up. So something happened to your husband?
Yeah, he died. So this is like grief therapy. And we never stop moving.
You mean to say like gays are grief therapy for you?
Yeah. The best thing in the world for me. Best thing.
Do you feel like when you started coming to places like this, you like it changed you as a person?
It definitely, because his dad is very conservative. I mean, incredibly conservative and like judgmental and all the rest of that garbage. And the more I explored your community, I just changed my perception like incredibly. And I respected the more liberal stance of gay. I mean, I just totally opened my eyes, and I'm a devout Catholic and, you know, conservative views my whole life, and this just blew it out of the water.
So the first time you went to a club with him, was that scary for you?
Yeah, it was kind of trippy, actually. It was kind of trippy because we were in the heart of Manhattan, and there were 1,000 guys on the dance floor, and it was like so trippy.
So we've been asking people tonight, a lot of gay folks coming into the bar, what does the dance floor mean to you?
Fun and peace and serenity and joy. And no one should ever take that from us.
We've been asking a lot of people coming in and out of the club, what does the dance floor mean to you? And, you know, you have such a unique insight into this as a young gay Latino man. I think you've mentioned to me in the past that nightclubs played a really important role in your development. Is that correct?
Yes. I, in a lot of ways, I don't know if I would be standing here if there weren't clubs. I'm not gonna choke up too much, but I remember being 15, 16, sneaking out of my bedroom window. I remember the goth stage, trying on black lipstick. I remember putting on chiffon skirts in my friend's minivan on the way to the club. I remember going to Esta Noche at 21 and Over Bar when I was 15 and 16, and the lessons that I learned there about how to be human about sex, about hooking up, about love. I don't know where else I would have learned them.
What lessons? You've been asking a lot of people this tonight, and I'm going to ask you, what lessons did you learn?
I learned about how to be romantic, oddly enough.
What? You? Romantic?
There's a lot of dating advice happening then with the drag queens and folks that I used to talk to. For me, the dance floor is a place of resistance. I think of everything that it takes to walk into a gay bar, and historically how we've been shouted at, discriminated against, disrespected, killed, just being in a gay bar. And so, you know, standing there is an act, in fact, of resistance. Shaking your body is, in fact, a celebration.
Your name?
I'm Danny Corazon. I'm the owner of Boom Boom Bar, the only lesbian Latino bar in all Queens, New York.
What has been your experience with dance clubs and dance floors?
I've been going here for a long time. It means a place where I can come and I can feel comfortable and express myself and be with my friends and just, you know, a happy place where we can all be who we are. That's basically what it means to me here.
Do you remember the first time you went to a dance club like this?
Oh, wow. You know what? It was in Florida, because I used to live in Florida. And I went to Southern Nights. And before I entered, I drove around like 3 times because I was scared. I didn't want no one to see me. And I went in there and I felt oh my God, I feel so good because it was like people just like me, and it was just amazing. It was a great experience because everybody was gay, and I felt free. And then at the end of the night, I felt sad because I had to go back into not being the real me. So it was like me being a double life, you know?
How were you different inside of that bar or that club?
Yeah. Different was everything. Like, I felt I could talk to girls. I could, I just felt like this soul, like, relief within myself. Like, I wasn't afraid that, oh my God, you know, who's gonna see me? You know, I wasn't gonna get jumped, prosecuted, you know, condemned or nothing like that. I just felt free, and I just danced the whole night. I remember it all by myself because no one knew me. And it was just such a good feeling to feel free, you know, like, ah, I could be me and no one's judging me. And it was just amazing.
What does it also mean for it to be a gay bar for women? It's also Latino. Why is that important?
It is because it's a place where we can listen to our music. You know, I don't have to wait till we listen to 20 English music, and then I have to wait for that one Daddy Yankee that they always, that Gasolina song. Like, I don't want to listen, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
They think that that's all we like, you know? And so this, to be Latino, we play a little bit of everything, and it's very important for me to give it to them.
Special thanks to Francisco Ramirez for hanging out in the streets with me. He's a sex educator, activist, and a friend of the show. And we had a pretty awesome time in Jackson Heights. You know, we did a lot more talking this week than we normally do, but we felt it was important to reflect on the things that happened in Florida. To help us put things in perspective, we feel so close to our alt-Latino community, and we hope that some of the feelings expressed in this helped you deal with your own emotions, wherever you are. The dance floor is certainly a sacred place for all the reasons we've heard today, but maybe it's also just one more place that some of us can feel safe in this crazy world we're living in. I also want to mention that the song we are hearing right now is Dembo by Wisin y Yandel, and to hear all the songs we played throughout the show, please visit our website, npr.org/altlatino. As always, we want to hear your stories, so write in and tell us what the dance floor means to you. We are on Facebook and Twitter as NPR's Alt Latino. That's all for now. Felix Contreras will be back next week. I'm Jasmine Garst, and this has been Alt Latino. Invisibilia, the podcast about the invisible forces that control human behavior, is back with a new season and a new co-host. On this week's episode, Hannah Rosen travels to Louisiana to explore a very unusual oil rig, and Alice Spiegel takes us to the Soviet Union, where a popular American restaurant led to an unexpected cultural revolution. You can listen and subscribe to Invisibilia at npr.org/podcasts and on the NPR One app.